and I would like to introduce him. But before I do, probably most of us know that we're a church who has been very active in Operation Christmas Child. And since I've been here, 2012 is when I first began to be involved. But I know that many of you were involved long before that. How many of you back as far as 98 were a part of what is now New Song Community Church? Raise your hand, okay? And were some of you involved in Operation Christmas Child even back then? Okay. My new friend has a story, and so feel free, you're invited to meet him afterward and talk with him, but I'm going to have you stand up. Draghi, please stand. Draghi is from, he's from Macedonia, and at age eight? You were 8 years old?
8 years
old when he received a shoebox, and he has come to personal faith in Christ, is now serving the Lord as a missionary. Some of you remember Bobby, a missionary that some of us support even financially, who's a Macedonian, also serving in Macedonia, and Draghi is on Bobby's team there. So we're glad you're here, so welcome, and feel free to hear a little more of his story afterwards as you just kind of stand around over some coffee, perhaps. We're so thankful. It's just so nice to see a living, breathing person who has been so changed by the ministry of Operation Christmas Child. And we know it's not the ministry per se. It's the message, isn't it, that changes people. I commented to Joan yesterday afternoon. I said, well, I am going to have fun in my message tomorrow. And I think she's thinking, okay, what's going to happen? And I hope that doesn't somehow make you think that I'm not serious about the message. I am extremely serious, dead serious about this message, and I'll explain later what I mean by that. But I also am going to have fun, and so I'm real excited for what God wants to do here today. In the Old Testament, Moses would go to meet with God one-on-one, and when he would come away from that meeting with God, his face would be glowing. So much so that he had to put a veil over his face. It was so bright. And in the New Testament, Paul alludes to that, and he says that was a ministry of the letter, of the law. And in a way, it was a ministry of death, because the letter can't give life. These words on these pages in this book cannot themselves give you life unless they are energized by the Holy Spirit and a person comes to personal faith in Christ, and then, wow, the word becomes alive. And so Paul is saying, if the ministry of death was with glory, there was a certain glory. I mean, it was kind of cool. How cool would it be for you to walk into a group of people and your face is just glowing and people are like, whoa. Man, cover that up, will you? It's kind of freaking me out. You'd walk around, that was pretty cool. Well, that ministry came with glory. And Paul says, how much more glory comes with the ministry of the Spirit where people's lives are being changed? And that is what God is about. He is about changing the lives of people. So I'd like you to stand, please, and we're going to read one of the many references in Scripture about this idea. This is prophetic. This is from the Old Testament. This is Ezekiel. And God is looking forward to that time in which His Spirit would indwell people and be involved in changing them so that they are living statements of His Word, His truth. Let's read together. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will be careful to observe my ordinances. Very good. Please have a seat. As you probably know, the word relationship has been very important and will continue to be very important for us at New Song this year. And Ashley and I have spent many weeks initially talking about the importance of you having and cultivating your personal and individual relationship with God. And I'm not going to revisit those messages, but that is just foundational. So we talked about relationship with God. Then there's the aspect of a person's and your relationship with this body here. We call ourselves New Song Community Church. We could call ourselves just about anything, but we're a group of people that have just, we have some level of identity with one another. If nothing else, you're here this morning, so somehow you are, you have some identity with the bigger group. So we're going to talk about relationship with the church. We're going to eventually get to be talking about the importance of you developing a relationship with a smaller, more intimate group of people. And then finally, we also want to eventually emphasize the importance of mentorship and your relationship, mentor relationship with another person. So again, relationship with God. And today, I'm going to launch what is in effect sort of a subset of this idea of relationship. And I'm going to begin to talk about the idea of one's relationship with the church. Now, a common word, you know, we have a certain Christian subculture, don't we? We have certain words that we use, and we kind of know what it means. Someone comes in from the outside, they might not, what does that mean? It's kind of strange to them, but because we use it often, we know what it means. And one of these kind of churchy words that's part of a Christian subculture is the word fellowship. Fellowship. It's not a word that's commonly used. I guess you could find it in secular culture, but it's not real common. And I like to say, what is fellowship? Well, it's more than just... Next slide, please. It's more than just two fellows in a ship. Oh, you know, and I mentioned this the other week. From time to time, well, I have a little aluminum canoe, and I'll take someone else out fishing with me, and I'll get back, and Joan will say, well, what did you guys talk about? We didn't talk. We fished. Well, we talked some, but we mainly were in the boat not really saying a whole lot because we were fishing. And that's perfectly fine. If you're a fisherman, it's perfectly fine to go ahead and fish and not say a whole lot, because if you talk too much, you probably won't catch very many fish. But the point is, fellowship is, it's not just I'm physically with a person. So I'm standing shoulder to shoulder and I'm drinking coffee with someone back in the lobby there, and so we're having fellowship. Well, is that what fellowship is? And how should I think about my relationship with other Christians in my church? What is fellowship? And I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you open to change? Don't be quick to answer. Just think about that for a minute or two. Are you open to change? Now, I spent about 7 years living on the East Coast. I lived in the Washington, D.C. area in the